You give me a break with this?
Yeah.
Ray, stop it.
J7.
K7? What's that?
J7.
What's J7? What's J7? The song? The song's J7?
Yeah.
Rhyme.
And treason.
Look out there, Raymond. Oh, Raymond. Raymond, out here.
Yeah.
18 wheels and a dozen roses. What's the number?
D5.
Episode 126, 7-year anniversary. It's the next day. We drank heavily last night. Trying to choke down a Bex. It's not going so well.
Yeah. It's not. Bex does not mean the breakfast beer.
Yeah.
That's not what it translates to.
Anyway, got to make the trek back to Chico. I'm dreading that. But 7 years, we've been kicking you in the teeth with awesome tracks.
Ripping on your eardrums with disastrous sounds, as we always have and always will do, because that's the fucking Rhyme and Treason way,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we're a couple of uncool dudes. Then on a Saturday night, unattended by our wives, we decided to make a podcast.
Yeah.
And get wasted and pass out kind of early.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate statement.
Instead of doing something cool.
Yeah. We hyped ourselves up like we were going to go out. We passed out on the couch.
We almost went to the Mushroom, one of the many fine establishments in this crap town of Sac.
So what you'll actually be entertained with, listeners of the podcast, is that in the rare occurrence, we actually did not record all the episodes in their order of appearance, right? So we recorded an episode, then we recorded like two or three more, maybe four more. Now we're doubling back. and filling in a gap.
Because we thought we could be the most wasted during the anniversary, and of course we didn't make it.
So instead we're the most sober, which is like...
the complete opposite of what we had planned.
Although I do find that when we record shows sober, a lot of the time it's far more listenable.
It's a lot better, but who cares about that?
Yeah, we don't talk over each other for a minute straight or, you know, there's that. Wait, didn't we just talk over each other there?
We did. Nah. As you were saying that, I
talked wah.
Anyway, you'll hear some new shit, some gutter mouths, some no effects. That's what I bring to the table.
You're going to hear some classics, some throwback tracks from like when we were on real radio.
Nice.
You're going to hear just some random musical roulette style picks that we're just going to fucking pluck out of the air and say, yep, that. I'm feeling that right now.
Because it's whatever the fuck we want 7 years later, $700 later, Podbean, $10 a month. I still whine about it 7 years later.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, return on investment, right?
That's right. A good time we had for 7 years. We're still hanging out. We're still making shows. And hope you like it. Hope
you're enjoying the show. Tell a friend. Say, hey, man. I listen to this podcast.
I'd like to give a shout out to Italy and their earthquake.
Yeah.
Torn country.
We have a listener in Italy.
So hopefully you weren't affected by the quakes, bro.
Yeah. Hope everything shook out okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. 7 years later, Rhyme of Treason. Here we go. Here's some music. Rhyme.
And another generation of treason.
This week's request, and it comes from 14-year-old Kira Wilson of Whitedale, Illinois. Kira writes, "Dear Butcher, my brother Dale and I have a favorite song, and you never seem to play it. It's by the Niggers, and it's called He's My Nigger." Well, Kira, your favorite song happens to be the number 6 song on the countdown this week. Coming in at number 6, here's the Niggers and He's My Nigger.
Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga. Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga. Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga. Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga, yeah. Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga. Nigga, nigga, he's my nigga. Nigga, nigga.
well. Bonafide, qualified with the story to tell.
Well, how you feeling, Mikey?
Well, I feel all good. All day is how we play in the neighborhood.
Well, how you feeling, MCA?
Well, I feel right. I speak my words on the track, cause the track sounds tight.
Well, if you're feeling good and you're feeling right, somebody step up and grab a mic.
Well, hello, everybody, and how you been?
It's that rock.
Rapping on the microphone again. I got Grace, class, style, finesse, and debonair. Myrtleize, motherfuckers, cause I just don't care. Whisperer, kinda like Katrina. I take sucker rappers, I put them through a strainer. Like macaroni, cause this shit sound cheesy. Watch how it's done, boy, it looks easy. Non-stop going off, kingpin, microphone boss. Do my own thing, you get them on the call. To my rhymes die, take a deep with turns die. Cause I'm live and direct, and I'm wicked and wild. And cause I'm back on the road, I'm total control. I flow like the water out the toilet bowl. So your style is cheap, boy, just like the Dutch. You know you're not smoking on the microphone much. There's a certain special talent that I never lack. And that's a fact. Cause you shine like the chrome on a cat's lap. You better break a wishbone, cause we never wax it. We're never that, and that is that. And we're the non-stop disco power pack. That's right, we go all night. Who gonna be next to bless the mic? Now this is the way we run it down. We're getting it high on the funky sound. This is the way we get it on. B-boys in the house to the break of dawn.
See, I mix my style up like a cement mixer. Smooth the picture like a rhyme elixir.
Yo, yo, sound man, big mics, mic loud.
I don't make me sound cheap like a box of douche powder. I'll max and relax, champagne, mojito.
The wrong commando, for no bandito.
You repel, Michel, Perignon. Me and Gordon in the chateau, we got it going on. Quincy's in the hot tub like a 73. Looking over his shoulder and he's looking at me. I'm all white in the face, towel on my waist. What's up with that watch inside the glass case? I gotta make my move, see out the place. On the tech dead, not leaving a trace. Party's done, microphone's wrecked. Wine's been drunk and head's been checked. I see one last refitter rolling my play. Pass a microphone to MCA.
Non stop on the top and you clock and we rock. Never faking, no mistake, and we be making hip hop.
Come on everybody, get down.
Spot check, hit the dead count down. Cause I'ma break it down for you how we run it down.
Pound for pound, keep the bass lines round.
See you watching, clock in, jacking my sound. No, for real, I'm being glad I grew up in hip hop. Still got mad love for a record called Bebop. And man, I'm spinning on my long wind. Shout out to the African band and to the S, to the P, the double O, N, Y. The one MC who you can't deny. I listen to the records and they inspire. Sit down to write and the pen brings fire. Construct the rhyme with specific intent. Flow up from the brain cells right to the pen. And then I put the book down, where I hold my mic. Words flow so cold, turn water to ice. Go through the vibe, saturate the tape. You put me in a mix, slice it up with a plate. And then they press it on wax, sell it in the store. The DJ spin them, kick it out on the dance floor. Coming through the speaker to shake your ear drum. Brain cells get lit, then you hear what the cool
that rock. Get it on, we wanna rock the house until the break of dawn. I'm Mike D. Get it on, we wanna rock the house until the break of dawn. And MCA, get it on, we wanna rock the house until the break of dawn. BT boys in the house, don't stop.
Shotgun. It's a certain ourselves. But we drive some folks wild.
Yeah. anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Episode 126 coming at you, Rhyming Treason Radio.
The anniversary edition, people.
7 years, motherfuckers. 7 years.
And I still don't have a ring, Matador. God.
We're common law married at this point. DJ Gower and I are common law married. This podcast is 7 years old, which is quite a feat.
It's an expression of our love for each other.
It's quite a feat, if you ask me. And a lot of them sucked, but some of them were pretty fucking good.
Yeah, if you've ever been in a band or anything like that, you know about the struggle. You know the struggle. The scheduling struggle, the equipment struggle, the technology struggles. We've lived through it all. And we're still fucking standing here today.
That's true. The malfunctioning mics, the fucking program fucking up, the
lost power cables,
corrupted SD card.
Yeah. I mean,
I never thought I'd see that one. What the fuck is it? What?
Yeah. Exactly.
SD card is corrupted. What do I do now?
So everything we did is gone?
Everything that's right. Is gone. Ever. Good times.
Yay.
Anyway, we're still here. It's the morning. We're struggling to recover. I am.
Yeah, no, I definitely am too. It's not like the rubber band loses a bit of elasticity over the years, you know? You don't snap back like you used to.
Faded livers. And
wake up in the morning going, hey, how's it going today, everybody? You motherfucker.
Oh. We did almost finish all the beers. There's only four left, which I'm drinking one right now. Bex. Another shout out to Bex, the morning beer. For all you morning drinkers out there.
Yeah.
Podcast land.
Drink beer in the morning.
This guy's searching his phone. He's so bored with doing this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not bored with doing the podcast. I'm trying to find good fodder to chat about.
Good fodder. This show has no fodder. Zero fodder. We don't believe in fodder.
It's fodderless.
Yep. So anyway,
Rhyme and Treason is not our fodder.
We've 7 years we've been at it, and we're gonna play some more music coming up. 7 years down by Rancid.
Are we gonna play Seven Doors Down?
Never. We'll never play that shit, man, on this show. I'd rather die than play them.
Yeah. Or what about Seven Mary Three? Can we play them too?
I don't like them, but maybe. Because we're running out of ideas. We're running out of shit to play. 7 years later.
Seven songs, tracks numbered seven. We did that before in the past because we drank a lot of track seven beer because they're the best. But yeah, sevens. It's a lucky number for some. Maybe not so much for others. But for us, it is a representation of how many years we've been doing this fucking podcast, huh? How long you been doing a podcast, huh?
Zero years.
That's right.
Email us, rhymingtreasonradio@gmail.com.
And if you have been doing a podcast longer than us, and we don't know who you are, please feel free to reach out to us and let us know what piles of shit we are, and we'd love to hear from you.
Send your hate mail. All right, here comes some more music.
Spam us. Whatever.
Rhyme.
And spam box of treason.
Ladies, right this way. This'll show them that Cleveland's not fit to be a parent.
So, tell me, is there any tread left on the tires at all? Or at this point, would it be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway?
Oh, my Lord, look who's here. Agent Jessup, look at all these prostitutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. Seven prostitutes.
Sail away on a ball and chain, keep us from the roaring waves. Get her on the boat, but forever we'll be free. So sail away aboard a rig, the moon is full and so are we. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah! Sonny gives up by a satellite and left us up unreeling. Johnny Storm is coming on, left by secure sailing. What became of rebels? Is that for you and me? They're up with their demons in the search for liberty. Oh,
took the bed with slander. Idiots, they gave advice, the slut that gave no answer. Anger kills a human soul with bitter tears of lust. Like Rambo's dogs keep chewing on the legs they never trust. Oh, set away on a ball and chain, keep from the road and waste. Get along the void, but forever we'll be free. Set away a border, ring the moon is long and so away. Seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. We're seven drunken pirates, we're the seven deadly sins. Yeah!
You should do, you should sanction me. Sanction me with your army. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have an army. I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I'd do if I don't have no army. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up. That's right.
Why should I swing it like that? Because in fact, on me it might not attract. right, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us sweat and you'll never see us drool. Out to rock the globe while it's still here to rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go, see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think it's over.
Mission, listen, missions, I do work, as a crack, the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own, smoking R&B, cause they try to dupe me, or the best of the back, but they can't do rap, for it's abstract, original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful, I know I'd be the man, if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's boring.
Please, hip hop. hip-hop is living. Can't yank the plug. If you do, the result will end up kind of broke.
I am not an invalid, although I used to smoke the weed out. Ali Shaheed Muhammad used to say I had the V out. Steaming on the bippies with the crazy booming back buns. Pushing on the real hard just so we can have the big fun. When I left Marusi, I was Boulevard status. Battling the MC was when Tip was at his maddest. It was one MC after one MC. What the world could they be wanting to see from little old me? Do I have the formula to save the world? Or was it just because I used to smoke the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This by all my brothers, I was all up with my man did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're feeble. I go out with the strongies and I separate the eagles. It's your brain against my mind. My nose about to boot out. Or your nasty kids, even though you say I'm bug out.
Sorry, my good friend, let me learn it properly from my guru, then I will teach you.
Episode 126 coming at you, the 7-year anniversary. We're wrapping it up, folks.
We got that 7-year itch, you
know.
Thanks
for listening to us, if you did. I had a lot of fun. My one night of partying with this guy, who I haven't seen for 6 months.
I know it.
He's coming to Chico in the next couple, I hope.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely got to make that happen.
Where I can actually show him Battlefield 1. The most epic video game I've played in, like, I think ever. It's so good. PlayStation 4, if you've got one. Battlefield 1, buy it. World War 1.
This show is brought to you by Battlefield 1.
I'm a history geek. I love the old, you know, crazy history shit.
So, like, you know when you're, like, really stoned and you're just watching History Channel documentaries for, like, 4 hours, like, and you've just thought to yourself, man, like, how trippy would it be to actually be there? That's fucking Battlefield, bro.
That's true. Battlefield 1. World War 1. Like 200,000 people died or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it was like the most
I think it was more than 200,000.
It was like the most casualties of any war there ever.
Yeah.
More
so,
than World War 2, more than Iraq, Vietnam.
It was just a bloodbath all around,
yeah,
man.
Just
it was
crazy.
Just nonstop.
7 years later, we are still talking about bullshit like that. But 2017, it's going to be the greatest year of our lives. We got Trump in office.
So did you
excited.
Say 200,000?
Or like, it has the stats when the thing's loading of all the history facts.
Let's try
the levels loading up. You know what I mean?
Let's try over 38 million.
Yeah, or whatever.
17 million deaths. 20 million wounded.
Yeah. Trench warfare.
The deadliest
man.
Conflict in human history.
Fucking brutal. Of course, you have to don your gas mask constantly because there's the most horrible gas is being.
Chemical warfare is being utilized.
So gnarly,
and
dude.
Just, yeah. Brutal. I'm good on that.
Yep. Anyway, 7 years later, we're bringing it to you. We're fucking rocking it. Thanks for listening if you did. I think I already said that, but we're recovering. It's the next day. We thought we would do it last because we thought we could hang with the partying, but apparently not.
My fucking electronic device is showing me the highlight of Brady to Moss, Moss to Brady, Brady to Gaffney for the touchdown. I don't know if anyone remembers that classic NFL highlight. Or
that was like early 2000s, right?
Yeah, yeah, and they were playing Pittsburgh.
Nice. So.
I think that's why they're showing it.
For the NFL games today. By the time you hear this, it will be Super Bowl time. So. Well,
yeah,
it'll be over.
Already been decided. Yeah,
because 7 year be a champion. Yeah, anniversary. Yeah. Just remember the first horrible attempt at doing this podcast.
Oh my god,
such a joke.
Oh my god,
I had a 4-track. I had a PC that I brought with me.
Yeah.
We hooked it up to a TV because his monitor like went out or something.
Yep. So from episode one, we experienced the struggle, and it's never ended, ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just SD card. I still can't get over that one, dude.
Just like, an endless barrage of techno fails and stuff that's happened.
I've got all the vocals right. What?
Now, the very first episode... We thought that we had to like build it all as we did it, right? So we were editing tracks and we're inputting vocals and we're doing all this stuff like and building the show like almost in a real time type format. And one episode took us 8 hours.
Oh, it was just so ugly.
So ugly. And we were
just, is this even worth it?
Yeah, I don't know if we should ever do this again, man.
If we did 2-hour episodes. Who wants to listen to a 2-hour episode?
Right? No one listens. I mean, no one even listens to our 1-hour episodes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of the only ones that actually likes the show, and I couldn't take 2 hours of this.
Yeah, definitely not.
An hour is pushing it, you know? Anyway. But that was back when you lived on off of 34th, right?
Yeah, that was when I lived in downtown, midtown Sacramento, that's for sure, yeah.
That was a sweet house, man.
It was a sweet house. I was into it. But shit happens, man, you know?
Yeah.
So, lost my job. My wife was pregnant. I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. I hear ya. Yeah, but
I remember my landlord was like, well, we'd really like for you guys to stay. You've been such great tenants. And I was like, well, can you lower the rent? And they were like, yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, of course. Slumlords, landlords, we hate them all.
Which fired off one of our greatest episodes of all time.
Lynch the landlord. And Gower saying, rent your house. I'm not going to be a slumlord. Fuck. Fuck that.
Then don't be a slumlord. Be a good landlord.
Come on.
Don't be a bitch and give up. Like,
I'm going to sell that shit.
You're going to sell it.
Or I'm going to stay there for 10 years.
You're going to sell it and whatever. Go move to some fucking rock-filled piece of property.
That's right.
You have to go get a backhoe to do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, and then you live like, you know, 20 miles from town.
In the crags Yeah, that's what I want.
Take you an hour to go get milk. That sounds
like
a lot of fun.
I'm sick of the neighbors. I'm sick of the fucking bullshit. I want to be isolated.
I don't know how you do it, Midwest America. Like, I mean, almost everybody lives like that out there to an extent. I mean, there's cities here and there, but for the most part, it's rural, dude. It's like you're the only house for 30, 50, 100 miles. Like,
I'll never move to Kansas. That's for damn sure.
I mean, I might, but you'd have to pay
no
me
trees,
like
there's no hills.
You'd have to pay me a heck of a lot of
it's
money.
It's flat as fuck. Nothing going on. So Kansas, yeah. We're sorry that you live there.
Pretty much as soon as you hit the backside of Colorado, and you dip down into the valley there, and you start to hit the flats, like you can pretty much see all the way across the country.
Right?
And you're like, what is that in the distance? They're like, oh, that's the Appalachians. Like, you're like, those are 2,000 miles away. I know. There's nothing in between here and there.
Luckily, Trump got elected. So
luckily?
All those Midwesterners are going to have lives and great jobs and great everything.
Yeah. They're going to open up all the coal mines again because they're going to open up coal mines in every national park. And
no, they're not.
They're going to just strip mine the whole fucking planet so that you can have a job.
Not shell-shocked, but just, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? In disbelief that this is actually occurring?
Like, yeah.
It's
like
fucking crazy, man. But we won't talk about it again the next time, you know?
I don't know.
We already had the presidential thing, and we played it out to the max. But
boy, oh boy. I mean, I don't think you could really max out on this. There's just way too much fodder. Like,
just crazy.
Every fucking day, you're like, you did not. We did not. Oh, my God.
Me and G.J. Gower are going to the Men's March in Washington in February 12th. So You guys are into that. All you dudes out there.
The official Rhyme and Treason birthday. It's going to be a march.
You got a cock and balls. Come to the march, brother.
Yeah. So if you have a rooster and a bowling ball, you can come too.
We're going to try to demolish WNBA. Shut it down.
DJ Matador.
We're over done. Here. I've had enough of this shit.
Expressing his frustration with the women's march that occurred the day after the election.
I just think it's funny. Yes, I just went on Facebook and everyone went to their own individual marches.
All over the country, all over the world. So, power to the people, yo.
Yeah, I mean, although, protest the government, fight the power. Totally down with it.
Yeah, stand up.
We need a men's march,
up,
though.
Let your voice be heard. Yeah, but see, that's a tough one, especially as, like, white, middle-class males.
That's exactly the people to march. The whiteies.
Yeah.
The white march. I'm joking, of course.
The million white man march. Like, what do we want? To steal your land. We want to do it now. Like,
forever.
Open up the North Dakota pipeline.
Take these blankets. Yeah, they're infected WNBA. With smallpox, like, even though it's no longer a valid disease.
We don't understand cultures that are different than us, so we're going to ban them.
That's right. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you did.
If you made it this far, please don't report us to the SEC.
I know. Or the NSA or any of the...
They already know, and they don't care either. They know we're idiots.
They got a drone going up in Gower's backyard right now.
Yeah.
Surveying.
Keeping us in line, you know. I'm okay with it.
He loves the drums.
Yeah.
He's going
to
buy one.
I asked it to go get me an In-N-Out cheeseburger. It's like, dude, make it animal style, bro.
We're off. All right, thanks for listening. 7 years, motherfuckers, Ron.
In another 7 years.
this whole train breaks down, so I could take a walk around and see there's no time, you see, 'cause time is just a melody. People in the streets walking fast as the feet could take them, I just rode through town. And though this window's got a view, but the frame I'm looking through seems to have no concern for now. So for now, I need this here old train to break down. Oh, please just let me please break down. I need this here old train to break down. Well, this engine screams out loud, soon I'll be gonna crawl westbound. I don't even make a sound, to leave this town, and the people in the streets that'll never get to meet if these tracks don't bend somehow. And I got no time that I got to get to where I don't need to be. So I need this here old train to break down. Oh, please just let me.
One song at a time, one song at a time,
falling and falling, I can't believe it.
me find a reason to follow you wherever you might go. I'm looking all directions, no exceptions. Read the rules, you'll follow steps and try and fix it one song at a time.
And treason.